Hey, flying has been off the cards for most of us over the past 6 weeks due to COVID-19. But there is still some action in the air, including cargo flights and special flights for repatriation. Captain Philip Kirk is one of Air New Zealand's two Boeing technical pilots, and he joins us now to tell us about life under lockdown in the air. Kia ora, Philip.
Hi there, Jesse. How are you?
Yeah, good. Nice to talk to you, and thanks so much for taking some time for us today. What do you fly first for, Philip?
I'm on the 787, the Dreamliner aircraft, which Air New Zealand has 14 of. So we've been busy out doing some of the flying that you're talking about.
Where have you just come from?
Just coming from Los Angeles on a freight run. We got away about 6 days ago up to Los Angeles with some cargo and sat there for 48 hours and then picked up the aircraft and took it through to Chicago and back to Los Angeles with some more cargo and had a little break there of 24 hours and then home to Auckland again on a cargo flight. But, you know, there's other flying going on in New Zealand apart from just cargo flying, but that's kind of the glimmer of hope at the moment in a pretty tough industry.
Yeah. How is it different being the pilot of a flight which only has or has exclusively has cargo?
Yeah, well, at the moment it kind of starts in the terminal, actually, because you walk through these huge terminals and they're just ghost towns with very few people in them. In the case of Auckland, the other night when we departed, there was just nobody in sight. So we turn up at the aeroplane and there's a engineer waiting and just one staff member to essentially close the door and file some paperwork at us, and then we just push back and depart. So I think to start with, it's a very strange feeling just hopping on an empty aeroplane when you're used to having 275 or 300 passengers there. Say hi to as you walk through the cabin. It's amazingly different, actually.
Is the cabin layout still the same?
Yeah. It's just an empty aeroplane. So there's plenty of room for us to spread out. We don't normally go and sit in a business class seat, but clearly if the aeroplane's empty, we can, if we take a break, because we have extra crew members on long flights, we can certainly head out and grab a business class seat or use our crew rest facility. But yeah, it's a bit of a strange feeling, especially flying through the night or through the day. You regularly go for a walk through the cabin just to keep an eye on things because our cabin crew, of course, aren't there. So they're our eyes and ears. So we take a little wander through for a couple of hours and make sure everything's okay. But it's a bit of a strange feeling, but also a marginally satisfying one in terms of knowing that you're out there actually delivering some cargo and producing a bit of income for the airline, which is a little bit hard to find, as you could appreciate at the moment.
Yeah. Do you know what's in your cargo holds?
I wish I did. Sometimes we do. If there's anything special that needs refrigeration instructions and things like that, we certainly get an idea that there might be some lamb or fresh seafood on. This is often the case. Other times, it's a little bit of a mystery, to be honest. Some big companies contract some of the space off Air New Zealand Cargo. So Air New Zealand Cargo certainly know what's on, but sometimes we literally just turn up and the aeroplane's actually locked up before we even get to the aeroplane, so there's not much of a chance to even get your eyes on it, really.
And what about up in the air? Is your job any different for not having passengers travelling with you?
Yeah, it is a little bit different. An aeroplane essentially, of course, is just the same to fly, like it is always, but definitely the aeroplane's a lot lighter, so we get up to much higher altitudes early and burn a little bit less fuel, which is good. And, of course, the moment you go through the flight deck door, you're just faced with a great big empty cabin. That's a little bit different. But we also fly repatriation flights at the moment. And also we have some scheduled services through Los Angeles and Hong Kong and across the Tasman. So we've got, obviously, some of our flights we turn up and do have customers on. Most of those customers are people who are heading home at the moment.
You joked on Twitter that you don't have to think too hard about whether to put the seatbelt sign on or not.
Yeah, one less thing to do, of course, and the other one is the welcome aboard PA by the captain. So, yeah, you go to reach for the PA and go, nah, that's not a lot of point in doing that one.
Have you got to fly to some destinations that you perhaps haven't visited before with the repatriations?
No, not yet, but certainly a lot of my colleagues certainly have. Frankfurt, they took a bunch of Germans back to Frankfurt. That was a set of repatriation flights that went through Vancouver. And also we run flights up to Delhi and Bombay to pick up customers and get them back home to New Zealand and Indians, of course, Indian people back to India. So there's a bit of that going on at the moment, but I think that will inevitably reduce over the next month or so as most people have decided to fly and have made that decision to head home.
Is it exciting flying into a big international airport you haven't flown into before, or are they all pretty much the same from a pilot's
perspective? Well, they all vary, Jesse, gosh. But Los Angeles, which is normally a very, very busy airport, it's a very quiet place, and operating in there is there's only one approach controller that's managing the whole airport. Normally they have two or three, and you land on the ground, and there's one controller that's managing the whole airport when there's normally four. So very, very quiet operating to these big airports. Surreal, really, in some ways. There are definitely a bunch of domestic US flights happening, incredibly. Quite a few of those still occurring from airport to airport.
I'm speaking with Philip Kirk, by the way, who's a pilot with Air New Zealand, who's really generously given us some time this afternoon to answer some questions about what life is like under the current circumstances. If you wanted to throw a question his way, by the way, we might have time to squeeze one or two in. You can text us on 2101. Somebody wanted to know if you put cargo in the passenger cabin.
Good question, actually. It's a really good question. We could do. We haven't actually embarked on that journey. It's a reasonably significant one to do. Got to really look after your interiors, and with the hope that passengers will be in them again at some point in the future. So quite difficult to actually get that on. And, of course, it has to be hand-loaded through the cabin door, which is quite small, and every box has to be secured. So it's a really significant journey to go on that one. And most of the time we can fit everything we need to in the cargo hold. So it's something we've definitely looked at in conjunction with Boeing and other airlines, but at this stage we definitely haven't gone down that route. But it's a good question.
Do you notice fewer planes in the sky as you're travelling across the Pacific?
Sure, it's a big place, the Pacific, so you don't actually see lots of aircraft out there. You learn more on looking at flight radar 24 than you do sometimes looking out the window, but definitely reduction in traffic. Occasionally, pre-COVID, you'd certainly pass other aircraft and call up and have a wee chat as you literally passed in the night, but pretty rare to see anybody these days in the Pacific, that's for sure.
I'm not sure if this one is COVID-related or not, but I'll ask you because people love asking pilots questions. What happens if you get sick partway through a flight? What happens?
Good question. We have a set of rules, incapacitation rules, that sort of come into play. And depending on the rank of the person, they'd obviously come out of the seat. And typically we have, on long-haul flights, have other crew members that can just jump into that position and fly the aircraft. If it was just a two-pilot operation, then we train our pilots to operate the aeroplane on their own. So they'd just head for the nearest airport and get on the ground and get some medical help for the person that wasn't well.
Someone asks, is flying more fun without passengers? Can you turn faster and approach more quickly, for example?
Another good question. Definitely not. We've got a standard way of operating the aeroplane and that stays in place regardless. Absolutely, just a standard operation. But certainly, as I said before, you notice the aeroplane's weight is a lot lighter. So typically we get up to cruise altitudes much higher in the flight, up to as high as 43,000 feet sometimes if the aeroplane's really light.
Is it difficult for you to manage COVID risks on layovers?
Yeah, another good question. Ministry of Health have very, very strict protocols in place and procedures for us, and they've been changing almost weekly through the process. But, yeah, absolutely, when we arrive at a foreign destination, we glove up, mask up, and walk through these empty terminals, hop on our own individual crew transport, get taken to the hotel, check in, and it's kind of like a flash glamping, really. We really can't leave the hotel. We get food delivered either to the door or to the hotel facility by ringing around and finding local restaurants that are open. Some of the hotels don't even have kitchen staff on. They're empty vessels themselves. In the case of Los Angeles, the The hotel manager is running the place literally on his own with, I think, one person on housekeeping. Wow. He's a hell of a nice guy. And, he's struggling too. He's very happy to have us in his hotel, though. So, yeah, very strict protocols. And the reverse is we leave the hotel, we glove up, mask up, get through the aircraft and get onto the aircraft and fly home. So that's a very important part of our sort of COVID process at the moment.
Clive is a retired airline pilot and he reckons freight flights are much better than passenger flights because freight doesn't complain and doesn't judge your landings.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of like it too because you get it loaded early, you go early. And, you know, that really annoying passenger that never turns up and the crew are calling out for them and they're in having a drink in a bar somewhere. And, of course, you can't leave these days without taking their bag off. So none of that. No waiting for that annoying passenger that's sitting in the bar. And, yes, of course, no one to judge your landing to.
Do you bother judging? Do you bother ask someone else? We could do this till 3 o'clock. I won't give you too many, I promise, Philip. Do you bother dodging turbulence as you would normally?
Yeah, that's a really good question too. We pretty much treat it all the same. There's often on long night flights, often crew asleep in a bunk just behind the flight deck up on the ceiling. So we're trying to give them a good ride too. So no, we treat weather exactly the same way as we would with passengers on.
Someone wants to know if you feel emotional when you land with those repatriation flights.
Oh, yep. There's no doubt about it. When you come in, especially over the last 3 to 4 weeks, you see the people lining up. And, of course, they're health checked and taken through customs and they're straight onto a bus and into a hotel. You can see that people are emotional coming home. Passengers are a little bit different at the moment. They're not the same cheerful lot that we carry around on holiday. They're all travelling with a mission in mind, so definitely they're not quite as cheery as they would normally be. And I miss that, to be honest.
There's two different versions of the same sort of question. Sue wants to know, do you ever see the International Space Station? And someone wants to ask about UFOs in general. Have you ever seen one?
No, never seen a UFO, but I have seen the space station come across. And one thing we do see quite often are shooting stars, obviously. You'd get to see one or two of those a year. Some of them are quite bright at times.
Cool. And I'm going to finish with my favourite question, which has come through for our pilot, which is, do you have to take your own sandwiches?
No, luckily we do have food on and it's reasonably good quality. So they pack some sandwiches for us and put some hot meals on. And we've had to learn pretty quickly how to use the galleys without cabin crew on board. So I haven't heard of too many misadventures in the galley, which is good news.
You get a laugh when you tell people your name's Captain Kirk?
That one's been around for a long time, Jesse, 35 years. So,
and look, not my observation, this is just a listener who's got in touch. I'm just passing it on.
Of course. I always smile.
Nice one. Hey, really appreciate your time. For people who want to follow your adventures, Captain Philip Kirk is on Twitter and regularly updates his Twitter feed on life from the cockpit. Thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure, Jesse.
Captain Philip Kirk, one of Air New Zealand's two Boeing technical pilots, telling us about life under lockdown.